When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There we go. A new classic.
Ooh. We don't want to sing this one?
Yeah, sure. And if you ever saw it,
I had to learn the words of this one.
You would even say it glows. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So, Tornado Shapiro joins us for the game day forecast every Friday at 3:30, and a lot of times we haven't really had weather to worry about. In fact, sometimes we've had domes that he was giving a forecast for, but this is an important one. Tornado Shapiro, you're here.
It's December on the East Coast. It's time for some real weather. Looking at the windows, some rain, some snow, and a wintry mix. This is what we in meteorology live for. The temperature drops, and so does my music. So,
it's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Flurry, flurry, flurry Christmas. Washington, D.C., buckle up. It's going to be frigid like Bridget. We're going south in the cold. Worked down in Landover, Maryland with a gal. She loved it in the cold. With a gal by the name of Chili Cantaloupes. He was over there at she was over at WWBBRR. Her headlights were always on. We used to call her Happy Thanksgiving because you always knew when the turkey was done. Come on.
Chili Cantaloupes, huh? That was her name?
Well, we had another weather gal over at WW36DDAM by the name of Potomac Patty. She was a beautiful body of water. You could dive in there any time. Many a day she'd sit at the window and just gaze lovingly at that Washington Monument. Craftsmanship. I said to Patty, do you think it's too cold to go out for the motorboat today? She said, no, no. Hop on board. I'll bring my two friends, Peggy and Perky. Hello. Quite the experience on the Potomac. I was in Maryland, or was I in Virginia? Well, I spent an afternoon going from Maryland to Virginia, then back to Maryland, back to Virginia. I've never had so much fun crossing state lines. I'll tell you, it was the same day I tied Joe Gibbs's record. Gibbs won Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. For me, it was three different partners in the same afternoon.
Okay, you are not. You did not have three different partners in one afternoon.
Wow. Speaking of the Potomac, one balmy summer night, it was me, Ike Reese, Gus Frerotte, Mark Spitz, and Ted Kennedy.
What?
After about 10 hours carousing down on K Street, Spitz decides he wants to go for a swim. He jumps in the Potomac, starts doing the 200-meter butterfly. We're all cheering him on. Teddy just sat there and pretended nothing was happening.
Look, Mark Spitz was a California guy. There's no way that was happening.
We had fun in D.C. One night it was myself, Ike, Joe Jacoby, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, no.
Black tie, we're all in tuxes. Jacoby starts blowing kisses at who he thinks is Barbara Walters. Turns out it was Dan Rather. Rather appeared rather interested, actually. That was the same night we bumped into Nancy Reagan coming out of Frank Sinatra's dressing room. She's bitching that Frank tried to go for two. Another time we had a visit to the Clinton White House. Talk about bacchanalia. Oh, my gosh. Ike remembers it was myself, Ike, Angie Dickinson, Bill Clinton, Bobby Kennedy Jr. Angie Dickinson gets a hankering to reenact the Cuban Missile Crisis. All of a sudden, Ricky Ricardo comes running in screaming, "Si, senor! Si, senor!" Then Mitch McConnell jumps up and yells, "Filibuster!" I said, "Filibuster? Just met her. Come on." And Ricky will back me up on that story.
I'm sure he will. Could you give us the forecast, please?
Oh, my goodness, man.
Sunday, sun's out, guns out, sunshine, but nipply. High of only 30 degrees in D.C. On the other hand, we're looking at a 50% chance of fog at kickoff. That'll make visibility difficult. Luckily, we have the headlights of chili cantaloupes to show you the way. Kickoff, we got a 1% chance of precip, but a seasoned traveler knows pack a woolly ski hat and a slicker. Don't take chances. It's a 50-50 shot of rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Tornado Shapiro will prevail, especially in the bedroom.
What are you talking about? All right. Yes. There's no music. Yes. The guy.
It went on about 2 minutes longer.
Well, you know, it sounded like you were there for
all
like
over the place.
A bunch of them.
I'd say the 80s down in D.C.
So just to be clear, one time it was Tornado Shapiro, you, Gus Frerotte, Mark Spitz, and Ted Kennedy.
Gus Frerotte.
Yes.
Then was he a good time?
Yeah, Gus Frerotte. Yeah, he was a good time.
Then it was you, Joe Jacoby, and Tornado at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And then it was you... Tornado, Angie Dickinson, Bill Clinton, and RFK Jr. So
it's always great hanging out with Bill, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know you're going to have a good time.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You know, all right. You know what you're in for.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, he and Tornado seem like they might be into similar things, actually. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does the overconfidence in the Eagles make you nervous, or do you embrace it? 35% say it makes them nervous. 65% say they embrace it. I think... everybody's a little overconfident here. I am nervous about it.
We embrace it, though.
Yeah, 215. I don't embrace anything. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Spike, have you heard Lemmy from Motorhead do Run, Run, Rudolph?
Oh, I have not heard that. It's got to be awesome, though.
Oh, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Just that gurgling 20-pack cigarette song, it's amazing.
Yeah. Lemmy doing any sort of Christmas song sounds funny. I'll look that up.
Oh, yeah. All right, definitely. So... convenient, the news at the top of the show, Howard bets me everything he has that Belichick won't last the 5 years and then all of a sudden retires. I don't know.
Well, he's still, let me tell you, that if you have a bet that you need to cash in on,
you're able to find him.
Yeah, he ain't, he ain't disappearing. So if you end up winning the bet, I will personally make the connection so he can pay it off.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing I love about this team is that we have all facets. We have a secondary. We have the lines now coming up. We have linebackers, a running game, a passing game. We could beat you anyway, and that's what makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Saying that we can beat people with the passing game, we don't have a ton of evidence for that. We have a couple of quarters of that, but without belaboring that point, I think the biggest point you make is on the defense. We have not had, I think the Tampa game is the only one, but every other contender seems to be, like, it seems like we have plenty of Detroit games that end up with high-scoring games. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, for sure. You know, it seems like we're the only... I guess Kansas City would be the only other contender that has a defense that
yes.
keeps teams, you know, under 20 points as regularly
yes.
as we do.
I think Kansas City is right behind us in defense. They give up 18 and a half, I think.
Right, right.
17
yeah.
and a half.
And the difference between when we were underdogs, Detroit's and it's like a mash unit. Like, we were underdogs, and we only were missing Carson. They're missing, like, everybody.
No, we were.
No, yeah, we were missing plenty of guys.
We were missing Jason Peters, Jordan Hicks,
Chris Maragos.
Strozzi, Chris Maragos.
We had our running backs. We had our wide receivers.
Well, I'm just saying, it wasn't just Carson that they were missing.
Yeah, we had plenty of injuries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I do think the fact that I think it actually favors, a bunch of injuries doesn't favor Detroit. But one thing that I think, if they end up with the one seed, that favors Detroit a little bit is they were pretty much the unquestioned NFC favorite for most of this season. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're not,
gives them motivation.
Yeah, I just think it helps a team a little bit.
They can do the whole, Dan Campbell's already doing the whole rallying thing. He's already doing it.
Like, if they end up 15-2 and nobody, a 15-2 team that nobody believes in or whatever.
He wants to use that as motivation.
That's a scary thing. And the last thing, you say all we missed was Carson. Well, that is a pretty significant player to be missing as your starting quarterback.
Well, especially that year.
Yeah, for sure. When he came in third in MVP voting, not second.
Should have been first.
Yeah. Gary, what are you looking forward to in the next several weeks for our next question today?
That wire transfer from Daddy.
Yeah. I don't think you're winning that bet anytime soon.
Wire transfer.
Yeah, but actually, thank you for the call, Gary. I don't think there's any way Belichick stays there for the entire 5 years. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he has to.
Although, you know what? I've said this. I don't know how much that record means to him as much as it means to other people that want to celebrate that thing. He's not doing it in New England, so. Say he takes a job with the Jags and breaks the record. Like, who cares?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not doing it in New England.
It's very LeBron-y, actually.
and I don't think he feels he needs it to validate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Who he is as a coach, I think if he likes it in Carolina, I think it's set up to pass it on to a son.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it all has to do with the first year or two. If he's having success there,
right,
and he feels it growing, mm-hmm. and he could somehow change that program into being a real, actual college football team that people think about every year, college playoffs, that mm-hmm. sort of thing, I think that could motivate him into staying.
And that's a lot easier to do in today's college football world with NIL money out there.
Because you're not visiting high school kids when they're 16.
It's money.
Yes, right.
It's money.
Yeah,
if you got NIL money, they're coming.
Right.
So it's like legalized free agency at the college level.
Right.
North Carolina has a huge alumni fan base, right? So they'll be able to fork over the money. I personally think he does it for 3 years. What is he, 73?
73.
I mean, North Carolina is going to be a place you can retire at, right?
I think so. But as far as living there? Yeah,
as far as living there. Like, yeah.
I thought he was a Cape Codsman.
And his girlfriend
will still
fit right
be able
in.
To go back up there to Nantucket.
Does his other girlfriend still live in his house in Nantucket? Do you remember that
she
story?
She did run him out, yeah. She basically ran him to the arms of a 24-year-old. I will say this. Bill, keep your head down, man. Keep your head down and just work. You already got your 24-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't need to be...
need 20.
Yeah, you don't need to be around campus, man.
No, you don't need
to be doing that, man. Just chill out. You know,
what if it's just horny old Bill, and the only reason he took the job is because he's his eyes have been opened?
Now he's alive again. Right. Yeah, he's alive inside now.
So before we get back to the phones, the NFL Network, yes. NFL.com, does their QB index every week, mm-hmm. which is just like a power ranking of QBs. And I don't know how to, rather than have you guess what number Jalen is, how about I just start naming the quarterbacks from one to where Jalen is?
Okay.
And because I want to watch your face as this goes on.
Okay.
And I think you would probably have him in the 8 to 10 range this year or
Definitely. I mean, listen, his play has gotten, you know, just let me hear the names.
Okay. All right. So this is on NFL.com. Number one, Josh Allen.
Okay.
Number two, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Number three, Joe Burrow. Number four, Jared Goff. Number five, Baker Mayfield. Mm. Number six, Jaden Daniels.
Mm-mm.
Number seven, Jordan Love.
Mm-mm.
Number eight, Patrick Mahomes. Number nine, Sam Darnold. Number 10, Matt Stafford.
Mm.
Number 11, Geno Smith.
Mm.
Number 12, Brock Purdy.
Boy, that's a lot of disrespect.
Number
right
13,
now.
Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Number 14, Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
One spot ahead of Aaron Rodgers and then Kyler Murray.
Wow.
And then Jack's boy, Justin Herbert, is there at 17.
I did not see that.
I was honestly, 14. And this is, I'm not, that's usually where I have Jalen,
yeah.
but like this year, it's, and this is me,
yeah.
having him behind Russell Wilson or even Purdy or Geno Smith at this point.
Or Jaden Daniels.
I think I would probably put him around 10 this year, but 14 is pretty wild.
Yeah, only guys I could say I think is playing better football than Jalen start to finish and has their team where they are. Joe Burrow is the only exception in the group because he's playing as an MVP, arguably the best player at the quarterback position than anybody when you consider what he has as a supporting cast. But the other guys, you know, Josh Allen.
Lamar. Goff. Goff's fine to have ahead of him.
Well, I don't know. Goff's had a couple of big games, and then Goff's had some games where he has. I'm just saying, but I watched Jared Goff play. Okay, it's debatable if you want to put him in front of him. I won't fight you over it. Who else you have there? Baker Mayfield, give me a break.
Baker's thrown 14 interceptions.
Yeah, don't care about how many touchdowns he's thrown.
32.
They throw the ball an awful lot.
Okay,
and they're 8-6.
Okay.
So there is obviously either he's scoring
now.
Is his defense terrible? Is he scoring in shootouts or
now? Jaden Daniels' numbers are about the same as Jalen. Jaden Daniels 3,000 passing yards, 17 pass TDs, 6 interceptions, 656 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could make the argument that Jaden Daniels is more valuable to that offense just because they don't have the same skill players. I think you could put Jaden and Jalen Hurts at one or the other. I think that...
I would take Jalen.
Yeah.
First of all, he beat him in a head-to-head matchup. I think Jaden Daniels got off to a hot start. I mean, there's actually a debate right now whether or not Bo Nix is a better rookie than Jaden Daniels.
Right. Jordan Love has had an iffy season overall.
Jordan Love, yep. He's just gotten hot over the last 4 to 5 weeks. I mean, I guess... For the sake of argument, I guess all those guys are in the same group.
Right.
Yeah,
overall,
yeah.
Yes.
Like it's like 10 of those guys that are pretty much in the same group.
It's just hard to do it with a guy who the team is 12-2.
Yes.
As well. Right. And
yes.
Jack, what do you think about Jalen being number 14 in the quarterback index?
I also agree that it's too low.
Wow.
Now, there's different quarterbacks that would take over him.
Right.
Right. But that's not what this is.
But that's not what this is.
Right.
So I think it's not fair to Jalen Hurts.
Like,
wow.
Think about it. Over the 10-game winning streak, he has 2 turnovers or 3 turnovers and like 20-something touchdowns.
Right.
In a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah. This isn't It's just funny. You could make the argument that a lot of these, and I agree, most of these quarterbacks are, we say it all the time, there's three guys that are clearly different right now than the rest of the league. I think all of these guys.
And you notice I didn't say Patrick Mahomes.
Right, right. And you have to almost, Mahomes, as far as this year, has not
right.
been.
I mean, that's where I'm looking at it. Right. We know what he is. We know what Mahomes is. But as far as his play this year, I can't necessarily say he's up there with Josh Allen and Lamar and Joe Burrow this year.
Even
not even golf.
They have him at 8, and even that seems a little high.
And they're trying to give him his respect.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron, West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Hey, guys. Miss y'all guys, man. What's going on, fellas?
Good. How you doing? Well, we've been here every day. It's really your fault. That's why you miss us.
I listen to y'all, man. Every time I call, something happens to my truck.
Sounds like a lot of excuses. Yep, a lot of excuses.
Hey, Jack, I'm going to give you an excuse in a minute. That's why I hollered Steven, because of you. You know what I mean? Because I listen to y'all riding with the king and all that stuff, man. And you pigeonholed him all the time with these dumb questions you asked him all the time.
He's trying to get away from Fritz.
He probably has to get away from you, man. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I miss Howard because I listen to him on Saturday. He's keeping rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about these Eagles for a minute, man. I am very confident. Now, I'm going to take it back to last year. No, I wasn't confident last year because San Francisco came in here and kicked our ass.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all remember that game last year.
Oh, we remember.
I mean, they snatched the heart out of the Eagles. They snatched their heart. And they didn't never recover. That's one reason I wanted Sirianni fired, because he couldn't rally the Jews. He couldn't make a play no better. He couldn't put no fire under their behind. But this year is different. They got fired. He got fired. The players got fired. It's just like they're going to cross Washington. How about that? They're going to cross.
Big A, are you a Sirianni guy now? Have you crossed the border to being a Sirianni guy?
Yeah, I'm going to see that. Yeah. I'm back. I'm back.
Don't sound so happy.
Yeah. You sound disappointed that you're a Sirianni guy.
No. Yeah, I used to be, but I'm seeing what he's doing this year. I could go by year-to-year basis. So what he's doing this year, he's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And you know, the offense and defensive coordinators, they're doing their thing too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He needs that. He needs that stability of those guys. You know how to call the plays, know how to put people in better positions, and Howie with the fantastic drafts, mm-hmm. getting these young players that can play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're gonna crush them. They're gonna crush them. Don't even worry about that, because they need to dominate the NFC East to let them know who's the big boy in town, who's the big team in town.
Well, they have to, and we could get. Wait, did we win the? We didn't win the division.
No, they can win it Sunday.
Right? No. Last year.
No, they
we did
win
not.
Last year, no.
Okay.
No back-to-back winners.
Wow. Again.
Yeah.
Again, that's unbelievable.
20
how that
years.
That is really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last team.
Hey, Big A.
I was on the last team.
Was on you.
Went, yes.
Was 03-04.
Wow. Yep.
Big A, for next question, give us something that you're looking forward to.
Okay, I'm gonna get a lot of people mad with this one.
Oh boy.
Especially the brothers and especially the brothers
in the delegation. All right, I'm glad somebody else is pissing off the delegation. Let's go.
I can't wait to January 20th.
January 20th.
What is that? What's happening January 20th?
I don't know.
It's a new president.
Oh boy.
Oh God.
We ain't doing that, Big A.
please, don't get all mad.
No, it's not mad. It's just like we don't want. We try, Big A. What it is we stay away from politics because it makes everybody else mad.
Mad. Yes.
You're not making us mad, but it just makes everybody else
over
mad.
Over half the country agreed. So yes, it's just.
Yeah, it's like.
I just said the date.
All right.
And that includes some of the brothers, too.
Yeah. All right, Big A. There he goes. I was like, is that where Big A is going?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah,
yes.
Big A. All right. Jaws is going to join us next.
President's Day or something.
What's that now? I'm like, oh, is this a.
President's Day is in February.
Right.
Yes.
And MLK Day is in January. Which I
And that's what I thought it was, but.
But that wouldn't piss anybody in the delegation.
Everybody got to be clever.
Yeah. Jaws is going to join us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Please.